This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
As we get closer to Election Day, some people are asking the what-if question. What if the ballots in some states aren't confirmed by the time the Electoral College meets in December? What if neither presidential candidate wins the Electoral College vote? These are important questions that I hope we don't have to answer in real life, but here is how those questions should be decided according to the Constitution. The procedure is set forth by Article 2 of the Constitution and modified by the addition of the 12th Amendment. The House of Representatives meets to vote for the president, and you might assume that would be good news for Joe Biden, since there are more Democrats in that chamber, but this would be the newly elected House members, which may or may not be majority Democrat. If you look at the Constitution, you will see that doesn't matter anyway. Each state delegation gets one vote. California gets one vote, even though they have 52 representatives in Congress, while Wyoming gets one vote. Currently, there are more states with Republicans than Democrats. Assuming those state delegations vote along party lines, that would be good news for Donald Trump. What about the vote for vice president? In this case, the Senate would vote for the vice president. Although it is unlikely, it is possible that the president who is selected and the vice president who is selected could be from different parties. That has happened before in American politics, but not since the 19th century. What if the House of Representatives fails to select the president by Inauguration Day? Well, the 20th Amendment specifies that the vice president-elect becomes the acting president until the House selects a president. But if neither chamber selects a president or vice president, then the Speaker of the House becomes president on Inauguration Day. If you're troubled by all of this, I suggest you start praying that none of this happens and that you make sure you vote this year. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.